Good afternoon. I want to report to the American people, and especially to the families involved, that I've just talked with Brigadier General Seelock, who earlier today met with our 24 men and women in China. The general tells me they are in good health, they suffered no injuries, and they have not been mistreated. I know this is a relief to their loved ones and to all Americans. Our crew members express their faith in America, and we have faith in them. They send their love to their families. They said they're looking forward to coming home, and we are looking forward to bringing them home. This is an unusual situation in which an American military aircraft had to make an emergency landing on Chinese soil. Our approach has been to keep this accident from becoming an international incident. We have allowed the Chinese government time to do the right thing. But now, it is time for our servicemen and women to return home. And it is time for the Chinese government to return our plane. This accident has the potential of undermining our hopes for a fruitful and productive relationship between our two countries. To keep that from happening, our servicemen and women need to come home. Thank you very much.
Will you apologize, sir?
Are they hostages, sir?